This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And good evening, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 WSEG. No, it's not Saturday morning, so you're not hearing things. It's Monday night. Hey, I don't mind stepping back for probably the best, or my opinion, one of the best teams in college football, the University of Georgia, the Bulldogs, because we are your station for UGA football every Saturday right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. And when they got a 12 o'clock game, the coach gets bumped off. Yes, we do a four-hour pregame show of Georgia football. That's how big Georgia football is. And I have no problem stepping back, coming on Monday night, talking local sports. And you know, that's what it's all about, local sports. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And, you know, it's only in an hour, so it's going to go really quick. But you got to be excited about it. And I'm excited about it every Saturday morning when I come on, even on a Monday night. And I don't mind stepping back for the Georgia Bulldogs. Then again, you know, it is my second favorite team in college football, but we'll get into the other team later on. But anyway, great lineup. We're going to jump right in. We're going to talk about local sports, local scores, local news in the first quarter. Remember, we play one game tonight. We go from 7 until 8, and then I get to hand the ball off to Mark Richt. How many guys in America say they get to hand the ball off to Coach Mark Richt of the Bulldogs? Well, I don't really hand it off to him, but I hand the next show off to him because right after this, you got the Mark Richt Show. Hey, you got a big one coming up next Saturday, Alabama, between the hedges. And, you know, I'm excited about that already, and it's only Monday. But anyway, in the second quarter, roughly about 7:17, we'll talk to the Weather King Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, the quarterback, the QB from H.V. Jenkins High School. He's only a sophomore. He threw 7 touchdowns a week and a half ago. Well, 9 days ago against Pierce County. He lost in triple overtime. But I'll tell you right now, 7 touchdowns in one game, pretty impressive. And the kid's only a sophomore. You're going to hear a lot about this young man. And that's Javonte Middleton from H.V. Jenkins High School. Then in the third quarter, roughly about 7:33, we'll talk a little volleyball. There's a big week of volleyball going on here. We got a lot of top schools facing each other. And this one is probably the biggest on Thursday night when Savannah Christian takes on Calvary in girls volleyball. We already interviewed Julie Jones from Savannah Christian. Well, let's get the other side of the story. Let's talk to Hannah Hunter, the head coach of Calvary Day School, and then we'll close the show out probably roughly about 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, that's a little too late for me. That's not Saturday mornings. Roughly about 7:45, 7:47. So that's the lineup. And like I do every week, let's go to some of the news. State rankings. Well, the football one came out last night. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution came out with their football rankings. BC is number one. Calvary has jumped up 2 spots to number 6 in the AJC. We'll get the Georgia Sports Writers poll. I think it's on Wednesday. Big Frank Silkowski from WJCL is always on top of that right away. And Calvary in that one was ranked 3rd. So, you know, what do rankings mean? It means that you're playing well and people taking notice, okay? At the end, like if you just listened, we just had the Savannah-Chatham County Public School Sports Report, which will be heard here every Monday night from 6:37, sponsored by Nationwide Insurance affiliate, the Mitchell Bush Agency. Well, you know, rankings are rankings. I mean, they let you know that you're playing well, okay? In cross country now, this is the first time I've ever seen this year. We got cross country rankings. Richmond Hill girls in 5A are 7th. Islands girls has moved up to 5th in AAA. St. Vincent's is number 3. And in girls class A private, Savannah Christian's number 5. On the boys' side, Class AA BC is ranked number 10. I already talked about football. We only have 2. No softball teams are ranked. I just don't understand that. Effingham, South Effingham, Savannah Christian, Calvary. Okay, they're always the top teams in those sports, but they're not ranked this year. Well, maybe they can make a little noise with the area softball tournament coming up. the region playoffs will be next week, and then the area will come up, not the area, then the sectional and so on and so forth. But I think region playoffs start this week. Sorry, I do apologize. Volleyball area tournament starts next week, okay? So in volleyball, the ladies of Savannah Arts Academy ranked 7th in AAA. The girls from St. Vincent's Academy ranked 4th in AA. And in Class A, we got a big preview maybe of a state championship. If they both get in opposite brackets, they could meet. Savannah Christian's number 1 and Calvary's number 5. So that's how we go with the high school state rankings. In football, we have 4 teams still undefeated after last week. South Effingham didn't play. They had a bye. They're 4-0. Benedictine's 4-0. Calvary's 4-0. And the Blazers from Bethesda Academy in the Skeezer Division, the South Carolina Independent School Association, they're 6-0. So not too shabby. 4 teams left halfway through the season, and they're undefeated. And we had a lot of Friday night football going on. You know the scores that went on. I got to speak about this, though. They do this every year. The Savannah Sports Council puts on the banquet every year, the Oasis Awards. And, I mean, the John Hodges Award is pretty special. John Hodges was a big advocate of sports coming to Savannah, Georgia. He passed away too early. And they name an award for him, person that gives a lot to Savannah sports. And there's no finer person that you're going to meet. There was no finest coach you're ever going to meet, and probably educator in person you're ever going to meet than Dale Parker, who retired from Savannah Country Day. She got the John Hodges Award, Oasis Award. She is a class act. She's going to be missed. I'm going to miss coaching against her. Yes, I had the honor of coaching against her when I was at Jenkins High School, when I was at Groves High School, when I was at Effingham County High School. Yeah, we coached a lot against each other. You know, I know I coach the boys now, but I did a lot of girls basketball there for a long time. So a great award going to Dale Parker, the John F. Hodges Oasis Award. We can't forget about the Generations Award. These were handed out to, of course, the best teams in the area. You can't forget about the women's tennis team from Armstrong. Okay, Armstrong State University, women's tennis, Savannah College of Art and Design, equestrian, and women's lacrosse. Yes, they do have equestrian over at Savannah College of Art and Design. That's the horses. We have state title teams from Benedictine was acknowledged, Jenkins for basketball, Benedictine football, and Memorial Day School for football. So pretty impressive list over there. Can't forget about this young lady, St. Vincent's senior, Taylor DeLoach. She returned to the luncheon to collect the Generation Award after repeating as the Georgia High School State Association AAA champion in track and field. She did the long jump, the 100 and 200 meters, and this girl is going to be phenomenal. Hopefully she goes to Notre Dame. No, I'm not going to say that. She's got a lot of college offers, so a pretty special young lady right there. Press release from Bacon Park and my good friend Stephen Weeks. The Donald Ross course grand opening has been postponed, but the Savannah City Amateur is still scheduled for October 24th and 25th. Due to the heavy rain received in August and September, the grand opening will have to be pushed back because the course will not be fully renovated, the Donald Ross course at Bacon Park. So it'll be postponed, but they're going to try and get that Savannah City Amateur on October 24th and 25th. They're doing a great job over there. Jason Griswold is now the person in charge. Loves the place. Always running around with the place, and what more can I tell you? I mean, get over there, play some golf. It's our golf course, and O.C. Welch, Golf Properties, O.C. Welch, doing a great job getting that course back to what it once was. So once again, that's been postponed in golf. Golf is over. Jordan Spieth wins the championship. Had a phenomenal year. I think the guy won $21 million or something like that. But think about his endorsements. Simply unbelievable. We followed Brian Harman all year. We followed Mark Silvers all year, Gene Sowers. I mean, great, great, great area for local golf and people from Savannah making a big splash in local golf. College sports, Savannah State took it on the chin against Bethune-Cookman. Someday the Tigers will break or get over the hump. They got a home game this weekend against Florida A&M. Florida A&M's bringing their band. So if you want to go see Savannah State football and the Florida State marching band is there, the Florida A&M band is there, not the Florida State band, you better get there early because it's going to be a packed house. I think there's over 300 people in the band. So it's a show in itself. So that'll be at Savannah State this week. Kickoffs at 7 o'clock against Florida A&M. Georgia Tech took it on a train against Duke. Georgia put a whipping on Southern University at the SEAC conference. And then Georgia Southern goes out to Idaho and unbelievable. Matt Prater is unbelievable. I mean, they just blew away Idaho 44-20, so that was the local college scene. October 1st, the new baseball organization will come in. Jesse Coles from the Gastonia Grizzlies is bringing a Coastal Plain Bat League. They are officially opened up on October 1st, so we got to see what Jesse has to do with the baseball there at Grayson Stadium. All right, well, with 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region, they have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, X-ray services, physical therapy, and hand therapy in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in beautiful Savannah, Georgia, or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at www.optimhealth.com. Once again, they're doctor-led, patient-focused, and they get you back into the game. Well, sitting in studio, waiting to come on. I mean, it's like he's on the sideline here. He's ready to go. We're going to talk to the Weatherdean Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from H.V. Jenkins High School, the quarterback, Javonte Middleton. You're listening to the Call of the Monster Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. You also can listen to us on at ESPNCoastal.com. You can download a radio app, ESPN Radio app, go to Savannah Hilton Head, or get the TuneIn Radio app, TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, one word, and go to WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's has you covered from cleats to caps with the best prices on the biggest brand, Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike. Football season starts at Thompson's, and now is the time to get equipped. Right now, buy a select pair of Under Armour cleats and get a t-shirt absolutely free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies. Everyone's a winner.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
Hey, this is Kevin Thomas, Operations Manager here at ESPN Radio. You know, back in January, the great folks at Bill Lucas Insurance helped straighten out our company's insurance plan, which saved us thousands of dollars. They enroll people in health insurance every single day, and open enrollment starts again November 1st. So plans and subsidies are changing, and Bill Lucas can help your company save money too. They specialize in group benefits for companies from 2 to 350 employees. Book your renewal appointment today. Call 656-6686 for Bill Lucas Insurance.
The Eagles season is flying high, and game tickets are on sale now
as the 2014 Sun Belt Conference champs continue their 2015 quest.
Heads will be knocking and Paulson Stadium will be rocking
as your Georgia Southern Eagles soar into action,
and you can be there.
Don't miss one snap, one touchdown, one earth-shaking hit as Coach Willie Fritz and the Eagles rampage through the Sun Belt.
Single game tickets are on sale now, starting at just $25.
Go to gseagles.com or call 1-800-GSU-WIN.
Georgia Southern Eagles football. The journey continues.
Levy Jewelers is proud to unveil Breitling watches as the newest addition to our Savannah lineup of fine Swiss timepieces. Since 1884, Breitling has been a specialist in technical watches and has played a crucial role in the development of the Swiss-made chronograph. Thanks to its sturdy, reliable, and high-performance instruments, Breitling timepieces have shared the skies and remains the privileged partner of aviation professionals, both civil and military. In 1952, Breitling introduced the Navitimer wristwatch, and astronaut Scott Carpenter first tested this instrument in flight aboard the Aurora 7 space capsule. Breitling is one of the last remaining independent Swiss watch brands and also produces its own mechanical chronograph movements entirely developed and manufactured in its proprietary workshops and backed by its exclusive 5-year warranty. Breitling and Levy Jewelers are obsessed with quality and invite you to view this exciting addition. Exclusively available at Levy Jewelers and only in Savannah at our newly renovated Oglethorpe Mall store location. Come in and see them today.
It's a warm greeting, an understanding smile, a familiar handshake, a team of experts you know and trust. It's the United Experience, and it can only be found at United Community Bank. From routine transactions to ambitious business ventures, we treat your goals as if they were our own. Stop by United Community Bank today and see why our award-winning customer service is one of the best in the nation. United Community Bank, the bank that's service built. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can I ask you something?
You just did.
Would you go to the doctor to buy shoes?
Excuse me?
How about the gas station for a bow tie?
No, is this going somewhere?
Then why would you order wings from a pizza place when Wingzone is just a phone call or a click away?
Wingzone?
Yeah, Wingzone. Stop by in Savannah across from the DMV or let Wingzone deliver amazing flavor and more right to your door.
Continue.
Wingzone is your wing expert with more than 14 mouthwatering flavors, plus world-famous wedge fries, burgers, and more.
Call them right now, 912-354-8888. Online at wingzone.com.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, Monday night edition, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. And, you know, I'll never leave out this segment, whether it's a half an hour show or an hour show or 2 hour show, but you got to award the kids. I mean, some of those kids out there are having great seasons. And like I say every week, just give me a call. Yes, here's my cell number, 912-507-9158. 912-507-9158. If you got an athlete that you want them to come on the show and let's talk about their accomplishments, that's what it's all about. You can email me at kdemasi, K-D-E-M-A-S-I, dmasi at hotmail.com. You can tweet me at, or send me a tweet or Twitter, whatever you want to say, at KD Sports Report. And let's get the good kids on. Well, this guy, like I said, let's see, it's 9 days ago, had a phenomenal night. Okay, Jenkins traveled out to Blackshear, Pierce County High School, 3-overtime game. And this is not a basketball score, people. And I know he goes to Jenkins High School, and Jenkins High School won the basketball championship last year, 64-62. And after you get through the first 2 overtimes, you have to go for 2 points. So they didn't convert on the 2-point conversion. They wound up losing. The Warriors wound up losing to Pierce County, 64-62. But this kid had a night, 24 out of 47. That's his season record. Okay, he was 14 out of 22, 280 yards, 7 touchdowns. He had one long for 70. He ran for 34 yards. He scored a 2-point conversion. Yes. Right. So I mean, what an unbelievable! You dream of throwing one touchdown in a high school game, not let alone throw 7. But I'm telling you, I mean, in the end, it came down to a failed 2-point conversion for the Warriors. But I'm telling you right now, they fought tough. They hung in there tough. They took advantage of turnovers when they had to. Just didn't come out on the right end of the total score. But joining us now live in the ESPN studio right here in the Savannah Mall is this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from HV Jenkins High School, sophomore quarterback. Yes, you heard me. Sophomore quarterback, Javonte Middleton. Well, Javonte, nice that you finally got here. I know it's on a Monday night, but congratulations. Great game.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.
I mean, that had to be – I mean, let's just go quickly to the game before I start asking you, you know, all the questions that we're going to talk about. But 4 overtimes. Do you ever figure that you play in a game that, let's see, 64 and 62 is 126 points?
Yes, sir, I did that math that night. Yes, sir. When we came back on the bus, I calculated how much we put up together. I was like, man.
Well, I think it was, for both teams, it was close to over 1,000 yards offense.
Yes, sir, it was. Yes,
so where's the defense? I know you can't say that. I'm only joking around, so people don't. But I'm telling you right now, everybody loves to see a high-scoring football game. And I know as a coach, and I know that Coach Adams preaches this, defense wins championships, offense wins games. And, you know, I think at regulation was, what, 34 or something like that?
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, it was a close game going into overtime, but unbelievable night. And, I mean, you must have been excited. 7 touchdowns and dreaming of getting to play high school football. When did this all start? When did you pick up a football and say, you know, this is my sport, I want to play it?
Well, football was always in my family coming up, but I started football at age of 6. And once I started, I was ready to go.
Ready to go. And, you know, you haven't found anything wrong with the game yet, you know, with the pressure of being a quarterback, any taking tough hits and all that stuff?
To be honest, Coach, pressure is a pleasure.
I got to remember that. Pressure is a pleasure. I got to remember that. I got to tell people that one. But that's a good motto to go by. And, you know, you're the quarterback, okay? The basketball team has the point guard. The baseball team has the shortstop. The soccer team has the midfielder, okay? You're the man that everybody's looking for to do something great. What do you like most about football? What makes football so much fun for Gervonta Middleton?
The thing that makes football fun for me is just it reveals the amount of your competitive edge. I'm a competitor, and I believe if you compete, you can't be stopped. So I just like that football brings out a person's competitive edge.
Well, you're doing a good job right now. And once again, it's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Monday night edition. We're at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. I'm talking to Gervonta Middleton, sophomore quarterback from H.V. Jenkins High School. So 7 touchdowns. But, you know, people haven't watched you play. I've watched you play last year as a freshman. I watched you play this year. You also can run the ball, but what do you feel is your best football skill? Is it throwing a ball? Is it seeing what the defense gives you? And you're only a sophomore, so you got a lot more room to grow. What's Gervonta's best skill on the football field?
I know I've been blessed with a lot of God-given talents. So I wouldn't say I have one skill that stands out more than the other. I can do both probably equal amount.
Which one's that?
Throwing and run. I mean, yeah.
Which one do you like to do more?
Well, right now it looks like I like to pass more, but I really like to run more. Yeah, so.
You like with a spread offense, it gives you that opportunity to run. Yeah, so it talking about having a strong arm and being quick, football players lift weights. They lift weights. Is there any specific routine that you use that makes you a better athlete and a better football player?
Well, I know our weight training program at Jenkins is bigger, faster, stronger, and certified, so that helps a lot, and especially the power cleans that we do all the time and the squats that we do. But our upper body works out pretty tough, too. But also, I work out with a trainer, James Roberts, and he helps me out a lot with the bigger, faster, stronger.
So, yeah, getting that extra edge, getting that little extra in the weight room helps you. Now, coming into the season, you're only a sophomore, okay? You shared the quarterback position last year. Was there any personal goal for you this season to be the full-time quarterback or to throw a certain amount of touchdowns? What kind of goals did you set for yourself as far as this football season?
Well, I think every person going into a season has a goal for bettering their stats from the year before. But basically, my only goal is to prove myself a leader on and off the field. And I believe once I do that, I mean, doors will open for me.
Well, you know, you are the quarterback, so people are going to look up to you. Cam Newton, Aaron Rodgers, and the whole nine yards. You're the one that everybody's looking for. But that's pretty good. Improve as a leader. That's one of the first times I've heard someone say that. Which when you ask them what's the goal, well, I want to run for so many yards, I want to throw for so many yards. But that's a good goal to have. And of course, you know, you got a bunch of brothers on the team, and you know, I know Coach Adams probably preaches this with the assistant coaches that the team has to have a goal, and his goal right now is take one game at a time. What kind of goal has the team set for themselves this year?
Well, we have the ultimate goal of winning our region, and we know we're capable of doing it. But to do that, we have to win every week. That's the saying we have in the team, win your week. So when we win our week, we could accomplish our ultimate goal, winning the region.
How many times have you heard win one game at a time?
I heard about 7 a day.
So, yeah, that's a coach's cliche. Win the game that's coming up next. Don't worry about what's after that. And so But once again, you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, Monday night edition. We're talking to Gervonta Middleton, sophomore quarterback from H.V. Jenkins High School, our Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. So tell us about the game. Tell us about playing a 4-overtime football game. And I know you're on the short end. You lost 64-62, but that's got to be and playing out there in Blackshear where they shut the county down and everybody comes to watch the game. Tell us that whole atmosphere from that, 8 days ago playing that football game.
Well, when you hear the word hostile, you haven't heard hostile until you've been down there to Blackshear, Georgia. And I mean, it was something. It was a shootout that we had going both ways, two high-powered offenses, and they did what they both can do. But it was just one team that always falls short, and that week it happened to be us.
But throwing the touchdowns and connecting with your friends. I mean, what was that like? I mean, did you expect to throw 7 touchdowns, or was it just the flow of the game?
Well, I had a goal set for myself going into that game because I didn't start my season off the way I wanted to. I told myself I wasn't coming back home unless I threw 5 touchdowns, and if I didn't throw 5 touchdowns, I was going to run my way back from Blackshear, Georgia. But I guess I did a little bit better than those 5.
Yeah, you didn't have to run back from Blackshear, Georgia, which is 95 miles away. So, you had a heck of a game. Now, of course, on every team, you have a leader. You have your coach. You have your coaching staff. Tell us about the coaches and Coach Adam at H.V. Jenkins High School, the football program.
Coach Adams, personally, from my view, he's a man of integrity. I mean, he coaches everyone up hard. He makes sure you know what you're doing. And he lets you know when you do something good and lets you know when you do something bad. He calls us men, and knowing that we're teenagers, but because he calls us men, he expects that level of maturity that you need to be great.
Yeah, well, you have to have responsibility, and you know, a man has to step up and own what he does, and owns his own actions and everything else. And it's not just, I know he probably just doesn't preach what goes on the field. He probably preaches what goes on the classroom too, right?
He sure does.
So, you know, and being a quarterback, you got to work closely with one coach. Who's the quarterback coach?
Jason Cameron.
And what do you feel about good old Jason Cameron, another Yankee coming from New Jersey?
Yeah, another Yankee. Coach Cameron's a cool guy. I mean, he's one of those laid-back coaches, but when you don't follow the system, he'll let you know. He'll give it to you. But just follow the system. Bye by the system, and you'll be all right.
Good guy. Okay. Now let's throw this out. Do you participate in any other sports?
I play baseball at Jenkins, and I grew up playing football, baseball, basketball, and I ran track. Okay. But right now it's just football and baseball.
Okay. And which one do you like the most? I know Coach Gaspin is not going to get mad at you. Coach Adams, is it?
I like football the most.
Football the most?
Yes, sir.
Play baseball out there to, you know, fulfill some time. And
yes, sir.
It's not a bad sport either. So, now, do you have time for any other activities in school without athletics? I mean, any other extracurricular activities, clubs, anything like that?
I'm in the chess club at Jenkins. Yes,
nice.
Sir. I like chess. It stimulates the brain and uses your mind.
Oh, big time.
Yes, sir.
It's a great game, great sport. And believe it or not, they do classify it as a sport. So, it's the sport of the kings. That's what they call it. So, chess. Now, you know, you've been in high school. This is your, you know, year and a half now. What middle school did you go to?
I went to Oglethorpe Charter.
Oglethorpe Charter?
Yes, sir.
Played over there for Coach Perry?
Yes,
was
sir.
He the coach back then?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, now you stepped up to high school. What does high school sports mean to you? What's the difference between middle school and high school sports to Javonte?
Oh, those Friday night lights, of course. But, I mean, there's a lot more to come with in high school. You have a lot more responsibilities than I had in middle school. So that was a big step for me, but it's a major difference in, like, just the level of attention you get and level of the how hostile the environment may be and whatnot, and the schedule changes and stuff like that.
Got to have a responsibility, too.
Yes,
a lot of responsibility. Now, you're only a sophomore. You have any aspirations going on to the next level? Anything you really want to do in the future?
Well, I want to play football at the next level, of course.
But, mm-hmm.
I mean, I want to go to a school where it will be best for me, where I can do things that I envision doing, and that's, I want to be a literature teacher, so I have to go to a school that fits me for that.
Oh, so you want to get into the English and the journalism and all that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not a bad, teaching is not a bad field. There are a lot of rewards. You know, it's not a high paying job, but there are a lot of rewards with it. Now quickly, wrap this up. I skipped this by accident, but going to Jenkins High School, what does it mean to Javonte Middleton?
Going to Jenkins High School. When I think of Jenkins High School, I think of second home. When I first got to Jenkins, I felt at home, and like it was the right place for me. And like coming to school back on a Monday after you played a great game on Friday, you have people congratulating you, win or loss. You have people bringing you copies to the newspaper at your end, highlighting your name and whatnot. So it's just a second home to me. I really like Jenkins.
Well, you're going into the stretch now. You're coming into your sub-region play, one game at a time, Islands. But, you know, I know that Southeast Bullet game is probably, out there looking really big. But one game at a time, as Coach Adams says. But you had a heck of a night up there in Blackshear, Georgia, against Pierce County, 7 touchdowns, 288 yards. And I don't know if you know about it, quarterback rating, but you were like a 127.8 quarterback rating, which is off the chart, which is very good. So, but that's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for September 28, 2015, Javonte Middleton from H.V. Jenkins Football. Keep up the great work, and you know, you've been watching Akeem Bird. Those college coaches do come.
Yes, sir, they do. Thank
great
you.
Job.
Thank you.
Hang out here until we just finish this.
Yes, sir.
And remember, this segment would not happen without Dr. Bart Weatherington. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick up something and throw it across the room if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care. Helps you complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations. One right here in Savannah, Georgia, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Dr. Bartle will be at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to go into a little volleyball with the Cavaliers. Good friend of mine, good family friend of mine, and that's, of course, she married one of my former football players, and her father-in-law is a good friend of mine, used to be the head coach over at Groves High School, Greg Hunter. We're going to talk to Hannah Hunter about Calvary Volleyball. You're listening to the Call of the Monster Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
Georgia Bulldog legend Frank Sinkwich, the 1942 Heisman Trophy winner and an Ohio native, once said that if he would have known what the South was like as a child, he would have crawled down here on his hands and knees. Fortunately for the Southern college football fanatic, the latest news and insight is just a couple of clicks away. SouthernPigskin.com provides powerful perspective on the sport that defines a region. From interviews with the biggest names in the business to on-site game coverage and innovative social networking engagement, SouthernPigskin.com sets the tone for how football is watched down here. And down here, there is no off-season. Every day is game day on SouthernPigskin.com. Visit SouthernPigskin.com, a member of the USA Today Sports Media Group, to see country music star Rodney Atkins' game picks. Check out the hottie of the month or join in on the message board fun. SouthernPigskin.com. Born and raised.
At International Diamond Center, you can cut out the middleman and buy direct.
Meet International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
And be guaranteed the best value nationwide, period.
Want to know the secret behind International Diamond Center's unbeatable prices on diamonds? It's the fact that Keith LeClaire is a major player on the world diamond market, going back 30-plus years as a buyer, a manufacturer, and a wholesaler.
Our relationships worldwide are impeccable, buying from Russia, from India, from Israel.
Then selling those diamonds to brokers and dealers all over the U.S.
We are a supplier to the dealers who sell to the stores.
But if you shop an IDC store here in Savannah, we'll treat you like a dealer, giving you the direct importer price.
We are no longer looking to just wholesale the diamonds to the dealers. We're bringing them directly to you at the same price.
No middleman means more value, guaranteed.
I know that I can provide you the best quality diamond for the best price, period.
International Diamond Center, Savannah's direct diamond importer and your local diamond experts on Mall Boulevard. Online at shopidc.com.
Before you ask her, ask us.
The Eagle season is flying high, and game tickets are on sale now
as the 2014 Sun Belt Conference champs continue their 2015 quest.
Heads will be knocking, and Paulson Stadium will be rocking
as your Georgia Southern Eagles soar into action,
and you can be there.
Don't miss one snap, one touchdown, one earth-shaking hit as Coach Willie Fritz and the Eagles rampage through the Sun Belt.
Single game tickets are on sale now, starting at just $25.
Go to gseagles.com or call 1-800-GSU-WIN.
Georgia Southern Eagles. Eagles football. The journey continues.
Veteran inspired, relentlessly patriotic. That's Nine Line Apparel. Online at nineLineApparel.com. Men's and women's shorts, hoodies, headgear, t-shirts, tactical gear, jackets, and more. All emblazoned with the ideology of free and boldly independent Americans. Nine Line was founded by brothers and U.S. Army veterans Daniel and Tyler Merritt. And the Nine Line Foundation serves wounded vets and their families. Stop by at 1732 East President Street in Savannah.
Nine Line,
the apparel of patriots across this great nation.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and you're listening to the Monday night edition of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And remember, it's brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. They're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. wow, I'm up to the third quarter already, and it's flying by here so quick, and we got a lot of sports going on. We got football. We're halfway through the season. If you ask me, we're into week six, but some people say we're into week six, but we're really into week five. I don't know, but I consider it week six. 0 weeks just throw me off. And then volleyball's coming up to the end of the season. They're going to have their area playoffs. Softball's finishing up. They're going to start their region playoffs. Cross country's in full gear. And we got teams ranked in the girls' cross country and then the boys' cross country. So just going so quick. I can't believe we're almost done with volleyball, softball, and cross country, and football's more than halfway through it. So simply amazing. But you know what? There's two teams in the Class A arena that are just they battle in everything. They battle in football, they battle in basketball, they battle in baseball, they battle in volleyball. If we probably had hopscotch or something, they battle in that. But I'm telling you right now, these two volleyball teams go at it neck and neck. One's undefeated in region, one has one loss because they lost the first time to their foe, which was Savannah Christian. And we're talking about Calvary Day School volleyball. We already talked to Julie Jones, and Savannah Christian's up to an unbelievable start like Calvary. And there's no bigger matchup than this Thursday at Savannah Christian, Calvary against Savannah Christian. I know it's going to be a packed house. And joining us now on the ESPN Radio 9-Line Apparel Hotline is the head coach of the Calvary Day School volleyball program, Mrs. Hannah Hunter. Good evening, Hannah. How's it going?
Good evening. How are y'all doing?
Hey, doing good. It's a Monday night. Got to get used to this. Usually I'd be on the couch falling asleep or trying to watch a little Monday night football. And I know you're taking care of a new young baby there. So congratulations. And how are you managing to do this? New mother, back to school work, and, a lot of things going on in your life.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's been a roller coaster, to say the least. Being a mom and jumping right in. I mean, I had him the week before we started team camp, and the next week I was in the gym with tryouts, and I mean, it was definitely crazy, but I was excited to get back in the gym and start working with the girls. We have so much talent this year and, a lot of depth, so it was definitely exciting to get back, but definitely a roller coaster. I made it interesting on myself.
But, you're a coach and the family comes first, but then you got to try and juggle the schedules and have some good help. And I know you got a guy by the name Greg Hunter and Lisa Hunter that don't mind stepping in. And of course the husband's not a bad guy either, Gordon, but back at school, getting this volleyball season on a roll. So did you expect this season to be so tight and so close and so tense in every match that you guys play this year?
I did, and I didn't. I did because these girls have had a year of club, and all of Savannah has really, started to play club and develop as a city. And so seeing that level of talent rise from last year to this year has been really exciting for the city. And my girls in particular have gotten a lot better, just developed in that off season. And I tried to have my girls have a difficult schedule this year. We traveled to Atlanta twice to see some bigger, bigger class schools, bigger size girls, and really challenge them early so that when we head into the latter part of our season, we're ready for Savannah Christian, we're ready for region, we're ready for state, and those big competition games seem second nature to us.
Well, talking about big nature games, you got a big one this Thursday at Savannah Christian against Savannah Christian. You lost the first game in a tight match, and it's always a packed house no matter what sport you guys go at. And you lost Savannah Christian 2-1. Tell us what the atmosphere is going to be like there over on Shannon Parkway.
It's definitely going to be intense, and I am doing my best to get our girls ready. This is just a big game for us on our schedule, but we want to treat it just like every other game, go in focus, play Calvary volleyball through and through, and, get us one step closer to winning region and winning state. Those are our goals that we set this year, and that's something that this game will be a big one for us, but it's just another game on our schedule that I really want us to go in with a level head and a confident spirit. So that's what I've been trying to teach them this week and get them ready for.
Well, it's definitely playoff atmosphere. And once again, you're listening to the Monday night edition of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. I'm talking to the Calvary Day School Volleyball head coach, Hannah Hunter. And big region match this Thursday night at Savannah Christian. But like you said, tell us about your girls. I see you don't have many seniors, so you got three or four seniors and a lot of underclassmen. Tell us about the girls, and if you want to, you know, talk about any of them.
Yeah, I mean, I have two seniors this year. Last year we only had one. So, you know, our junior class is our primarily more dominant class. We have my setter, Hannah Carver, who's been setting for me now for 3 years. We have Claudia Chisholm on the outside. She's a powerful impact player. Jessica Lanier, who's one of my seniors, has really stepped up and done a lot all the way around. You know, she's played a little front row. She's played a little back row. And she has really risen to the occasion. And then we have Sarah Daniels, who is our sophomore. She's younger, but has developed a lot throughout the past couple of years and in club, and is really making an impact and really frustrating some teams. So that's been exciting.
Well, I know in a couple of years you're going to be a happy coach, but a sad coach, because a lot of these young girls are going to be finally leaving the Cavalier volleyball program, and your seniors, one last year, two this year, have really been stepping up and showing the girls the way to go. I got a question for you, though, and I've always wanted to ask you know, your counterpart at Savannah Christian, Julie Jones. You have Hannah Carver, which is her niece, and then you got Landon Jones, who's Hannah's cousin. Does that get thrown into the play here? Do you see any family rivalry going on during this game?
There's definitely family rivalry. My assistant coach is actually Julie's brother. So it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. I mean, these schools have been around for a while, and there's a lot of, you know, connections between the two. And I think that's what makes this rivalry so real and so, you know, heavy. You know, my girls definitely feel it. They play club with these girls. You know, a lot of these girls are on the same team in the off season. So there's so much that we put into these games, and it's exciting, but it's also nerve-wracking, and, you know, so these girls have a lot of, you know, just like energy going in, and really try to play with as much as they can.
I know. You got Julie Jones, which is Chad Carver's sister. That's her brother. He's at Calvary now. She's at Christian. I mean, I can't keep it straight, but it's always a lot of fun when we get together with the Carvers and the Jones and all those other kids. Okay, now, explain to me now. You've played each other once. I know in the area where Islands is, they only count one game or one match towards their region record. Do you guys carry both? Do they weigh the same, or is this the one that really counts, or they both count?
They both count. How we do it is we have five teams in our region, and we play everyone twice, and the number one seed of those region games gets to host the region tournament, and then it's a battle from there. Only the four teams make it into the region tournament based on record, and then whoever wins gets to be the first seed, and so on and so forth for the state.
Well, it seems pretty exciting, Hannah. I thank you for coming on. I know it's a late Monday night, and you got a lot going on, baby, husband, and school teaching and coaching, and once again, it's going to be an exciting time out there at Chatham Parkway. I wish you the best, and you're doing a great job over there, and I know you like this saying, one more time, let's bring it home, right?
Definitely.
Have a good night, Hannah. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good night.
You too. And that's Hannah Hunter, the head coach over at Calvary Day School. I'm telling you right now, they're 6-1 in region. Savannah Christian is 5-0. So this is going to be a barn burner out there on Chatham Parkway. That'll be this Thursday night. Game time. Let me see if I have a game time for you. If you want to head out there, you want to watch some great basketball. It's great basketball. Great volleyball. Chad Carver is the basketball coach. So he'll be coaching the boys basketball over at Calvary Day School. Game time, Savannah Christian. I don't have a game time, but you can bet it's going to be a barn. Oh, here it is, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock at Savannah Christian Calvary for the first place in that region 3A volleyball area. So I'm telling you, volleyball community confuses me, because we got teams playing all over the place, and I guess that's because of the geography and not many teams play volleyball. But once again, we represent Savannah very well when we go to the state playoffs in volleyball. Well, next up, we'll wrap this show up, and I know I ran a little over in this these two sections, but you know, it's well worth it. Talk a little football with Javonte Middleton from Jenkins, and of course a little volleyball with Hannah Hunter from Calvary. Always a lot of fun. You're listening to the Call of the Monster Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
I'm Doug Dodine, GNN News. NASA is now certain that liquid water flows on the surface of Mars. Among the researchers making that announcement today is Luju Oja of Georgia Tech.
We have an excellent instrument called PRISM on board Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, which is what you see in this illustration, and it can observe the surface of Mars at various wavelengths.
Those instruments have found salty water flowing during the Mars summer, frozen during the colder seasons. This may make it easier for manned missions there to support themselves. A U.S. District Court judge today did not stop the Tuesday execution of Kelly Gissendanner. She is to be lethally injected for planning the murder of her husband in Gwinnett County in 1997. Continuing news updates from around your state, I'm Doug Dodine on the Georgia News Network.
Cut projects on your to-do list? Now during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on a tractor you'll be proud to own. A Kubota L2501 with a powerful diesel engine and choice of transmission. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L2501 and two implements.
Now through October 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Last year in Georgia, local Goodwill agencies placed more than 16,000 people into jobs. That created a ripple effect of more than $400 million in economic impact across the state. Your generous donation to Goodwill puts people to work by providing valuable job training, including life-changing programs for individuals with disabilities and other barriers to employment. Donate stuff. Create local jobs. Find your nearby Goodwill donation center at goodwill.com.
Hey, it's your running shoes talking to you. Remember us? Yeah, all those long evening runs, the early morning sprints. Remember that 10K we did together? What happened? At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's has you covered from cleats to caps with the best prices on the biggest brand, Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike. Football season starts at Thompson's, and now is the time to get equipped. Right now, buy a select pair of Under Armour cleats and get a t-shirt absolutely free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday 10 to 6 and Saturday 10 to 4 at locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies. Everyone's a winner.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Monday night edition right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. And yeah, I get knocked off on Saturday mornings when the Bulldogs have a 12 o'clock kickoff up there in Athens, or if they're on the road, and I'm excited because the next two weekends they'll be playing at 3:30. But we are your source for Georgia football right here ESPN Radio Savannah. So make sure you tune in. And right after my show, you can listen to the Mark Richt Show. I'm going to be handing the ball off to Mark Richt. I mean, how many people can say that in their life? But I'm excited about listening to him on the way home right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, 104.3 FM. Don't forget this week's ESPN Radio High School Game of the Week, fueled by End Market, will be at T.A. Wright Stadium with the Benedictine Cadets taking on the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, who, you know, they kind of hit a little bump in the road this year. We thought they would be a lot better, and maybe they'll bounce back when they come to T.A. Wright Stadium. We had a great game there last year. It was tied at halftime, and then the Cadets pulled out in the second half. And, you know, great slate for football. Memorial Day School at Robert Toombs. If you haven't seen Memorial Day School, they'll be on TV on the WSAV Thursday night game of the week. So if you're not going to travel out there to somewhere out there off of I-16, Memorial Day School takes on Robert Toombs at 7 o'clock. Then a full slate on Friday. Bethesda's at Hilton Head. Remember, the Blazers are 6-0. They started their region with a win last week. St. Andrews travels to Northwood up there in Charleston. Richmond Hill goes to Effingham County. Brunswick comes to South Effingham. Brunswick Pirates, perennial state playoff team. They're having a little trouble this year. They go to the Corral to take on the Mustangs, who are undefeated. Glasscock County comes to New Hampstead. New Hampstead off to a 4-1 start. Beach goes to Southeast Bullock. Islands is at Jenkins at Memorial Stadium. New Hampstead against Glasscock will be at Pooler. Savannah High takes on Johnson at Garden City. Like I just said, Wayne County at BC. That's our End Market High School Game of the Week right here on ESPN Radio. You can hear that every Friday night with Kevin Thomas, the play-by-play, and yours truly, the coach, Carl DeMasi, doing the color. And then Jenkins County comes to Calvary. So we got a lot going on this weekend. Volleyball matches, like I told you, big one at Savannah Christian on Thursday night. Savannah Christian taking on Calvary. Savannah Christian comes into that with a region record of 5-0. I think they both will play tomorrow night. Calvary coming in with right now a region record of 6-1. Their only loss is to Savannah Christian in a best out of three. Savannah Christian won 2-3, so it was tied going into that last match. And, you know, you got family over there. Julie Jones, the head coach, coaching against her brother, Chad Carver, who's the assistant volleyball coach. Our niece, Hannah Carver, taking on her cousin, Landon Jones. So great family fair over there. So get over there and watch some great volleyball. Cross country, we got, like I said, Savannah Islands High School is ranked 5th in AAA. Richmond Hill is ranked 7th in 5A. These are girls. St. Vincent's is ranked 4th in AA. In single A, Savannah Christian is 5th. In boys cross country, BC is 10th. So we got some top-notch cross-country runners here in the city of Savannah. Like I said, Islands High School ranked 5th in class AAA. Got to love that. But, you know, that's what's going on. And, you know, we talk about high school rankings. We talk about college rankings. How much do the rankings really mean? To me as a coach, it always meant that I was being recognized. You know, it might be silly to say this, but I always used to watch the WTOC Super 11 with Rick Snow and Mitch Glickin when I was coaching over at Groves High School. And I wanted to see that. We were seen as one of the best teams in the area. And it means a lot to the kids, too. It gives them bragging rights, and they enjoy it. But, you know, what it really means, as Coach Tim Adams said in the previous show, which you heard for the first time ever, the Savannah-Chatham County Public Schools Sports Report, which we heard every Monday night from 6:30 to 7 right here on ESPN Radio. Yours truly will be the host. One game at a time. That's what coaches are preaching. They don't look at the rankings. I can tell you right now, Danny Britt is not dwelling or force-feeding that number one ranking into the kids' heads over there, BC or Calvary number three, Savannah Christian girls number one in volleyball. You know, they take one game at a time, and that's what it all means. It's all about, you know, getting ready for the second season. What's the second season, which is right around the corner, is the playoffs, the region playoffs, and then the state playoffs. And that's what you're really working to. You want to be number one at the end of the whole thing, at the end of the season. You want to be the state champion. That's the number one ranking that, you know, I've worked for all my life. It's always evaded me. I've got to two state semifinals. That's the closest I've ever got, but, you know, that's the way it is. Some coaches make it, some coaches don't, but, you know, you still keep on trying. Well, the hour flew by tonight. It's 2 hours every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, your source for local sports. I'll be back this Saturday morning with more local sports. And remember, whatever you may be doing for the rest of the week, always always hit it at a park. Until next weekend, until this weekend, have a great week.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.